Hi, I am Caleb Gustin, serving as the Western Region Vice President, interviewing Dwight Armstrong, the CEO of National FFA Organization and Foundation, here at the FFA headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. Dr. Armstrong, so being a national officer, we see you've been traveling here lately. Where have your travels taken you so far?
Sure, Caleb. I have been traveling a lot lately, which is not uncommon in this role with FFA, but I also threw in some personal commitments and passions that I have. The first one is I made a trip to Honduras. I've been to many countries, but that was the first time to Honduras.
What did you do there in Honduras?
Well, I have the opportunity to serve on a board called Shoulder to Shoulder, which has been in Honduras for the last 25 years, where they provide medical mission work. I guess is a simple way to say it, but in reality, they're providing medical services to about 66,000 Hondurans in one of the most remote and impoverished area in Honduras.
That's an excellent trip that maybe some FFA members would like to take something from. What would be a little key point that you could offer us as FFA members that we could take on to the rest of our year as members?
Well, I think, first of all, to recognize that Central America is an area that needs a lot of attention. These are Americans like us, right here in our own part of the world, that need a lot of help. And I met a couple of FFA members while I was there, believe it or not.
What were they doing there?
Well, I met Wade McCullum from Alabama. He was an FFA member several years ago, went on a mission trip to an orphanage there called Orphanage Emmanuel. And Paul Moya, former national president from New Mexico, Caleb, I think you know Paul, also went there on a mission trip and met Wade because Wade ended up staying. And he lives there now. He's married to actually a Honduran young lady who grew up in the orphanage. And he has running a tremendous operation there for 500 young people that didn't have any opportunity in Honduras, and he's making a great life for them.
As an FFA member, this is a great opportunity to truly live out our FFA motto by living to serve and really hearing that service. It excites me. What was one of those exciting pieces to you on your travel?
Well, I think I was there to help explore how agriculture could become a bigger part of Honduran life. And everybody I talked to, from the WHO, from the FAO, from USAID, to the Ministries of Education and Agriculture in Honduras, they were all excited about how do we bring this agriculture education model that you have in the U.S. to Honduras.
Sounds like you had a great trip to Honduras, and we kind of heard a little bit about your Mexico trip. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, a little different situation, Caleb. There I went to a resort in Cabo. Beautiful resort, the first time I'd been to that part of Mexico. And I was there as a speaker for a company in the feed business called NutriBlend. And this was a reward trip for over 300 of their customers and their spouses. And they were there to celebrate a great year and to reward them for the excellent things that they had done. And I was one of the speakers.
What did you speak on?
Well, NutriBlend, along with Elanco and other of their sponsors, have devoted a lot of their resources to fighting hunger in their communities. And they had several programs around hunger. So I was really there talking about FFA's hunger platform and talking about how young people are really the solution to feeding the world long term.
So for us FFA members, what kind of is FFA's hunger platform?
Well, you know, our platform is feeding our world starting at home. And we've done such things as package a million meals at convention back in 2012. We've done things like for the last three years, have food for all grants available for people. And we just did a hunger boot camp for state leaders, FFA members, and teachers to come in and learn about how they take that back to the community. What we're trying to do is we're trying to help young people be aware to see the face of hunger in their community. We want to engage them so that they solve it. And then we certainly want them to tell the story and to say it.
Yes, I was a part of that, assembling the meals. That was a great experience to implement solving world hunger, but didn't get to be a part of this FFA hunger boot camp. What were a couple key points from that that could be taken back to the chapter level?
Well, that was a situation where it was equipping the chapters and the state leaders and the teachers with the tools to go back in their community and really talk about how do you change the face of hunger in your community.
Well, Dr. Armstrong, I can definitely see and feel your passion for FFA and for solving hunger, and I pray that we can continue to see our members doing that. So thank you. It was good meeting with you here in Indianapolis, and we look forward to tuning in later. This was Caleb Gustin, the Western Region Vice President for FFA Today.